So cute. It's from everybody or just somebody special? That's all. Yeah, nice. Well, once again, looking at Pittsburgh, they look good as they always do. You know, this is really a great franchise that I have so much respect for. Just the way they do things as an organization, the continuity and consistency that they've had. Coach Tomlin runs a great program. They're always good. They're always tough. They're a very disciplined team. They're a very, very good team. They have a lot of talent. And playing at Heinz Field is always a big challenge. That's, you know, a great environment. And I'm sure we'll get a real warm reception there. But, but it's kind of football game you want to play, you want to coach in. So Steelers are good. They do a great job, offensively, so explosive. Just have quality players at every position, great offensive line. Quarterback, running backs, receivers, big play, very explosive players. Can score from anywhere on the field. Run the ball extremely well. Have great depth at that position. Score well. Score in the red area. Score in 2 minute. Just very, very good. Defensively, pressure team. A lot of secondary blitzers. Turnover driven team. I think the play last year in the Cincinnati game, literally where they're a minute and a half from being eliminated, Shazier strips the ball out, they get it, come back and win, just is kind of the hallmark of their defenses. Their ability to get the ball out and turn it over, whether it's their trapping corners in their blitz zone scheme, whether it's strip sacks on the pass rush, whether it's stripping the ball out of runners as they struggle for extra yardage, things like that. They find a way to do it. Very good in the red area defensively, haven't given up a lot of points. They have a lot of scheme challenges. And they're very explosive in the kicking game. Big play returners, they're a good rush team. They put a lot of pressure on us with their punt rushes last year, blocked a field goal last week against Miami. They're a good rush team and obviously a very explosive return team with its Gilbert, Coates, Brown. They put players back there that can hit the home run and can go the distance and get score in a hurry. So really going to have to get a great game in all three phases this week. Need a great week of preparation. It's a tough team to prepare for. We haven't, seen a lot of this type of zone blitzing and so forth in a few weeks. So we'll really have to do a good job on that. And again, the explosiveness that they have offensively is really pretty much unparalleled in the league, along with their great protection system and blocking schemes. So their quarterbacks don't get hit much, and they hit a lot of big plays. So those will be big challenges for us.
What is it about Heinz Field and playing games there that seems to create an environment that is hard to match in other places?
Yeah. I don't know, that just the record, though. I mean, you just look at it, they've won so many games there. I mean, their record's, pretty impressive. So it's a hard place to go in and win. I saw what happened to Jets, Kansas City. I've already seen it this year. It's only a handful of games, but that's kind of typical of, the way the Steelers play in that environment.
What have you been able to see about Landry Jones and the tape that he has put out there?
Athletic, good arm, quick release, doesn't hold the ball. Thought he played well last year when he played in Arizona and Kansas City. Some shots him in preseason. Another good player, experienced player, knows their system. They have a lot of experienced players in their system. They have, a few rookies, handful of them, not on offense, but few on defense, and they're playing Davis and Hargrave and Burns, but overall they're a very experienced team, and he fits into that category. They have a number of guys that have been with them for 2, 3, 4 years, and then they start playing guys like Dangerfield, so people like that that, you know, have been around, and then they eventually get a chance to play. And, you know, he falls into that category.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell looks like a player who can really stress the defense.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. He's a tremendous player. Great hands, catch the ball, very quick, makes people miss. Strong, breaks tackles, excellent balance, tough, doesn't run out of bounds, fights for extra yardage. Great player. D'Angelo Williams, I mean, led the league in rushing the 2 weeks where he played earlier in the year when he got a lot of carries, set a tremendous career, really one of the all-time great careers. Statistically, he's just been tremendous. So, again, they have a lot of depth at every position. They have a lot of depth at running back. And doesn't matter who's in there, they're a problem. But Bell's, as good as anybody will play.
The fact that they're willing to go for two really at any time alter the way you plan at all for this game?
It'd be a game management thing. You know, see what the score is and see what the situation is, and that may affect our decision making. Sure, possible, yeah. But again, they're good at that. They done it this year, did it a lot last year, were successful in it in 14, so yeah, we got to be ready for it.
Bill, noticing from the snaps that Jones got last year, his yards per attempt was, I think, almost 9.5. And I'm wondering, from what you've seen, is he the kind of quarterback that will try to push the ball down the field, or is that the product of some of the catch and run plays that, that they can execute as well?
Yeah, both. Both. He does a good job. He comebacks, end cuts, deep balls, throws all those well. But the catch and run plays, if you draw back and take those away, you know, those are a problem too. They do a good job on the crossing routes. And obviously when they get the ball to the backs, those guys are dangerous. Tight ends really show up a lot in the red area. So he doesn't discriminate, gets the ball to everybody. And that's the tough thing about defending the Steelers is if they get behind you, it's all over in one play. And if you take that away, then, you know, they get chunks of yardage on, you know, catch and run plays. So, and a running game. So they're very hard to defend, very explosive.
Bill, there are some receivers in this league that you just can't cover one-on-one. Is possibly Antonio Brown one of those?
Very difficult. Yeah, he's got a tremendous skill set, very quick. He almost always can create separation in his route. He's a very good technique route runner, so he does a great job of setting up routes. He does a really good job of getting on top of the DBs, almost stepping on their toes before he goes into his route, so they can't get any kind of a, you know, they can't really anticipate it. He does a great job of stacking the defenders, where he gets the defender, he gets a step on the defender, and then he kind of cuts them off, so the defender is like a full man behind him, so he can use his body to protect the ball and the deep balls. You know, he's hard to jam on the line because of his great quickness. And then, as I said, when he gets that, you know, half a step on the defender, not that he necessarily outruns everybody on the field, but once he moves in front of them and stacks them, then he is on top of them. And his the ball, the skills with the ball in his hand as a runner are exceptional. You see that in the punt returns. You see it on a lot of those under routes, catch and run plays. So, you know, you don't want to back off him and let him catch it and break a tackle, and, you know, or if you get up on him, he runs behind you, that's a problem. And he's a good intermediate route runner too, in cuts, comebacks, curls, things like that. He has great quickness coming out of cuts, so he's very, very hard to cover. And he's seen a lot of double coverage too. I don't think that really bothers him either. He knows how to beat that. You know, when you double him, I mean, at some point he attacks one guy, so it really becomes single coverage. He takes the other guy out of it, and then he beats that guy. So it's he's tough. He's really tough.
Bill, you mentioned having respect for the Steelers, one of the organizations such as the Steelers. How have they been able to stay in that upper echelon along with your organization, just a few others in the NFL? What do you think they've done that's...
Well, they have great continuity. I mean, they've had three coaches since, the late 60s. You know, Coach Cowher, Coach Tomlin, that goes, 25 years, two general managers, two coaches. You know, they've had a lot of continuity. When you have continuity like they have in their organization, they haven't really changed defense as much over that same quarter of a century. So as a scout, I mean, I could scout for the Steelers. You know, I mean, I've seen them, they do the same thing. they stay with it, so you know what kind of players they're looking for at each position. They build up, they have a very extensive scheme through their continuity, so they do quite a bit, you know, in terms of the volume of their plays that you have to defend, but they can do them because they've been doing them over and over again, and they have a lot of the same guys doing them. I mean, offensively, it's really all the same guys here for the last, you know, couple of years. They've lost a couple guys, you know, like Heath Miller's not there, but the guys that are there have pretty much been there. You know, or guys like James who have, you know, come up through the system over a couple of years. Maybe he's got more playing time now, but it isn't like he's new to their system. Same thing on defense. So a lot of continuity, and again, they've built their team on explosive playmakers and guys on defense that can turn the ball over with speed. So that's Timmons, that's Shazier, you know, that's Williams. You know, they drafted guys like, you know, Burns and Davis who are fast, you know, that can turn the ball over. So they've got some, you know, great size and athleticism up front, you know, Tuitt, Hayward. You know, guys like that that are very big and athletic. So they've got good players. They're well coached and they have a good program. I mean, it's all good.
Phil, you're used to making tough, important decisions. Have you officially decided what you'd like your little granddaughter to refer to you as, Grandpa Poppy?
Yeah, we'll keep all that stuff personal. Thanks, appreciate it. Yeah.
And just a quick follow up. Do you ever envision yourself in a situation where you could be saying, "Do your job, eat your carrots"?
Yeah, hopefully not.
How much does Roethlisberger mean to this team?
Again, they have great depth at every position. I mean, when you watch Landry Jones play, he's a good player. Roethlisberger's a good player. And again, they have great players. So when they get the ball to Bell, Brown, Coates, Hayward Bay, James, who, I mean, it doesn't matter who it is, Williams, I mean, you got to stop all those guys too. That's what a good quarterback does. He gets the ball to his skill players, and they do a lot of – they do the damage, really. So, you know, I think we've seen their quarterbacks be able to do that, whether it's Ben or Landry, whoever it is. And then you got to stop all those guys. So, I mean, I don't think, you know, Roethlisberger's going to run for 100 yards. I don't think Landry Jones is going to run for 100 yards. But I think they're going to get the ball to guys that can, you know, move the ball quickly and score points in a hurry. And, you know, we're going to have to defend all that.
You said last month that you don't really know your team fully until the middle of October. Do you feel like you have a pretty good grasp on your team at this point?
Yeah, learn more every week, sure. Yeah, learn more every week. Some things that we have done fairly consistently, we feel confident about those. Some things we've been up and down on, hopefully we can improve those. Some things we haven't done well, we need to either change, throw out, or alter in some way. You got to find a way to make them better or do something different. You know, so yeah, I think you learn that, and we'll learn more as we go. No question.
Well, I think on Monday it was you talked about avoiding the big hole early in drives, early in series. I'm wondering how much the Steelers take advantage, or could take advantage of something like that.
Yeah, huge. Well, and that's what they do. They have a lot of pressure schemes, and if they get you on a negative play and get you in long yardage, you know, then you're good. They're very good on third and long. One of the best defenses in the league in the longer yardage situations. And offensively, they have very few negative plays in the running game. They're one of the top teams in the league on that. So they don't take a lot of sacks. They don't have a lot of negative runs. So the ball's moving forward. So it's first down. It's second and either they get a first down on first down, which they do that a lot, or, you know, it's second and, you know, they're not in a real bad situation. And third down, they're not in a real bad situation there either. It's, you know, when you get the first and 10, second and 13, you know, now what do you do? You know, now it's third and long. And, you know, third and long in this league's, you know, 20% conversion, maybe less. So you start getting in third and 10 pluses, you're not – nobody's picking up many of those. That's just, you know, not where you want to be. Penalties, negative plays, sacks, negative runs. I mean, it's those are drive stoppers.
Is that accentuated on the road? I know you've mentioned Heinz Field a couple of times. I mean –
well, I mean, I think Pittsburgh's good regardless. But, yeah, I mean, they – sure, it's tougher there.
Given the historic success that they've had since Steelers over time, does it at all add to the opportunity to see them in the regular season?
Does
I mean, as far as like being able to measure yourself in the regular season, I guess was an add to it, but the sort of assessment that they've had over time.
I mean, look, you know, whatever the schedule is, we just got to play it. So this week we're at Heinz Field playing Pittsburgh. That's where we're going to be. You know, they're a great team. It's a great challenge. And, you know, we're going to do our best to be ready for it. You know, but whoever's there, then that's the one we got to meet that week. So that's where we are this week. I have tremendous respect for the Steelers, their program, their coaching staff, their players, the way they play, the way they compete. So you know, hopefully we can match that and be competitive on Sunday. But that'll be a huge challenge. All right. Thank you. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you.